The Tony Award-winning musical Dear Evan Hansen has found its way to the Broadway and Chicago stage this December. WNUR News got the chance to chat with Northwestern alum Paulo David Lacerica about touring across the country and what it takes for a little character reinvention.
Hi, everybody. I'm Pablo David Lacerica. I play Jared Kleinman in Dear Evan Hansen on tour. So feel free to catch us at the Niederlander Theater from now until December 31st.
For those who haven't seen the show yet, how would you describe Jared?
So Jared is the family friend of Evan, who is kind of there every step of the way throughout this lie that Evan is kind of unintentionally manufacturing. He's just also insecure. He has his own little character arc throughout the show that I'm not going to spoil, but he is the comedic relief with a little bit of flavor in there.
Yes. Okay. So that just brings up in mind Sincerely Me. I think that for me is one of my favorite songs in the musical and in the show. How is performing that like?
God, it is. It's electric. It's boogie, woogie, woogie. I think that Sincerely Me is a part of the show that everybody just gets to like breathe and kind of get hyped a minute too. Like, everybody in the audience, you feel the energy as soon as that dun, 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 it's just piano, guitar, electric guitar, our guitarist Matt's just shredding. And then just the talking in between, like the Connor singing and then me and Evan talking, it's so dynamic and like funny and fun. Every song in the show is very well crafted to like elicit a very strong emotion. So it's my favorite part of every night. So it's great.
I know Dear Evan Hansen deals with a lot of like those heavy emotions surrounding life and purpose. How do you navigate those complex emotions as not just an actor, but as a human being at the end of the day?
Yeah. I think the beauty of the show is that like, it is just very real. As much as time has passed and people's opinions of Dear Evan Hansen and the way that any old show, like people are maybe don't pay attention to it as much or things like that. There's a reason why it's still here. It's still around, why we're still on tour. And it's because all these messages are so real and visceral. So those emotions, the anxieties and the insecurities and the depression of the show is stuff that I've dealt with, I still continue to deal with, and I'm very open about that. In terms of mental health advocacy, I think it's very important to talk about that. And as the actor portraying Jared, it's actually great for me because I kind of get the sweet spot of the show that I just get to come on stage, make people laugh, and then I leave, and then Evan cries, and then I come back on stage and I make people laugh, and then Evan cries. It's good to like put that out there and like release it during the show. And if I'm feeling some sort of way during the show, I can like use whatever I'm feeling to just kind of funnel it through this energy to like just do a hell of a performance. And then I leave it there, you know, and I can come home and just get a little bit of that catharsis out of the way.
Yeah. You also talked on the point of like, there's so many iterations of, I guess, not just the tour, but of the show itself. Being in Broadway in 2016 and then the movie, how do you add your mark to the character or just, you know, your own flavor to it?
It's interesting because I had a conversation with a few of our casting folks and some of the associate directors here. And one thing that they told me is that Jared's actually a really hard character to cast because he is the comedic relief, but a big part of this show that is focused on in the direction and the script is that it needs to be modern, colloquial, and naturalistic. So I think that my Jared is different in the sense that he's less stereotypically a comedic relief. He just like gets a lot of fun and he just enjoys like getting a tickle out of like some of the things that he says. He makes himself laugh. So that's like the big thing. And just, he just has a lot more of like my personal, more modern sense of humor, very like improv sketch show type thing that I really am inspired by. So
I know that you grew up in Miami in South Florida. I'm actually in Fort Lauderdale. So, you know,
what's up?
My question is like growing up, like what kind of inspiration did you draw for not just your character, but just how you pursue life as an actor?
I remember in elementary school, I was in my art class and my teacher would play like classic rock on the radio while we worked, and I loved everything by Queen, and I was just like, I want to sing like that. So I joined choir, and then I joined drama in elementary school, and then I kind of just started to do both. And I actually have more of an opera training. I actually went to Northwestern for opera with the musical theater certificate program as well. So I did both, but my entire life it's been like music and acting have been hand in hand. And the acting actually came a little bit later. Yeah, it's various people. Like for me, a big inspiration of mine is Donald Glover, Childish Gambino, like just because he is so versatile and he is somebody who navigates his culture and like modern America. And that's something for me, you know, I'm Cuban, but like specifically for me, it's hard for me to have a lot of like Cuban inspirations because I'm fully Cuban, but I was born and raised in America. And it's a very specific niche that I don't think has been filled. There haven't been enough for me to be like, oh, that's my guy or that's my gal. Mm-hmm.
So kicking off shows in Chicago, what was that like? Walk me through those emotions.
Yeah, I feel like a complicated sense of feelings, mix of feelings that last time I was here, I had my own apartment. I was working with Windy City Playhouse and they had a space in the basement of Pederino's, the restaurant in the Loop. And I like performed in a basement of a restaurant for 3 months doing this immersive cooking theater show. But to do that and then perform across the street at the Niederlander Theater in this huge house, like for this Broadway in Chicago, that is huge to me. And like personally, I never thought I was going to make it that far. I've had many doubts along my career and like many insecurities, and being able to look back at my time here and be like, and now look at what I'm doing, and just being grateful, not in, even in the sense of trying to brag. It's just like, I'm so happy with like what I'm doing. And especially after we've been like all over the US for the past 6 months. And so many, like the audiences are so different in every place. And like in the South, people like this joke, but not this joke, or they're excited for this song, but not this song. And in Chicago, everybody's just excited for theater. So it's been amazing to come back. And yesterday night felt like electric. It was phenomenal.
Being on stage, what is something that you would want people to know more about?
There's a lot of little things. Like one, in Sincerely Me, we're writing these emails. A lot of people don't know that the computer that Jared is on is a working, functioning computer. It's not just a prop. And we have a document. And that computer is essentially owned by me. Like the screensaver is me in rehearsals making a funny face and taking a photo of myself with the computer. And I have a document that's just Jared. And every day, every performance, I am typing something to Evan with the intention of trying to make him laugh or break on stage. So I'm always typing something. And more often than not, we get to a point where we're acting and we're doing it, but I'm typing this and me and Evan are having a conversation while Connor is singing and I'm typing. So like we're fully talking to each other through the computer.
What advice do you give to people who want to, you know, not only just be an actor, but also like when we talk about accessibility in theater, how do you feel about that?
The advice that I would give to anybody, because I'm also very a big advocate of accessibility in theater and entertainment in general. But the one thing that I will say for any aspiring actor or artist is to learn as much as you can about the art that you're making in any facet. So if you want to be an actor, learn how to write music, learn how to conduct, learn how the lighting system works, like sit by your sound engineer when they're like, you know, leveling all the vocals to just see, because once you know every step of a process, you can use all of that, whether consciously or subconsciously, to create a larger, more intelligent form of art, in the sense that like, you know what's happening, you know every single facet of what's happening in the art that you're creating. And especially in terms of accessibility, the more you know about an art, the more you can think about ways to make it more accessible. Nikhil, who's our Connor, has a BIPOC initiative program where he offers two free tickets to somebody who can't afford the show in every city. Initiatives like that, like, and also just in general, in terms of like taking initiative to like learn all these things, take initiative to change the system, because so many people think that all these forms of entertainment and art and even journalism like are limited by the structures that confine it. But it's like, what if you can change the structure? I'm a big advocate that literally all Broadway shows should be much cheaper, and like all these things that I think should be fought for, and to just be an advocate for the things that you choose that you feel are right.
Definitely relate to that. Thank you so much. This is an awesome conversation. It didn't feel like an interview.
Yeah. They're literally just two friends hanging out. That's all it is.
Just vibing.
I'm Maria Jimena Aragon, WNUR News.